Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
So far, so good, but it's early.
Yeah, it's true. The day is young, and we're not.
That's right.
Just got the update on the virus situation here in Quincy. It looks pretty stable at the moment.
It does. It does. I mean, the whole country's gone in the wrong direction. Much of this, as we've talked about, was predicted by the medical experts, and just hoping for the best. Continuing to encourage people to do the right thing, and hopefully we'll get through it. And of course, with the vaccines on the horizon, that certainly gives us great hope.
Yeah, no question. This, of course, would have been a very, very busy week here in the city with football, with ceremonial lights, with Santa parachuting, with parades. Very different this year.
It's very different indeed. It's almost bizarre, Twilight Zone feeling sometimes these days, you know. It is what it is, as we say, and hopefully, next year when we get back to all this stuff, we'll look back at this and say good riddance, but maybe have a few laughs over it too. But yes, indeed, the stadium will be quiet this year at Thanksgiving, which hasn't been quiet probably since the 1930s, right?
When the game started. 1938, actually.
38,
okay. First game, yeah.
Leave it to you to know the number.
I have to credit the Quincy Historical Society for that, not me.
which is too bad. I mean, that's a big day for the kids, the seniors, the schools. It's a great reunion day for a lot of alumni. But it is what it is. And, of course, this weekend, the holiday lighting, the Christmas displays, it all comes together. And it will be again this year, but not in a ceremonial fashion, no formal programs for the lighting, but the lights will be on starting Friday night, and that includes other business districts as well, and we continue to work with some of the neighborhood groups to get a tree up in the traditional areas that they celebrate. So, yeah, no Santa jump, and certainly no parade. And,
right.
We call these, we talked about this weeks and weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping for the best, but in the back of our minds, we all know this wasn't going to happen. You know?
Yeah, well,
that's too bad.
Certainly, Quincy does not want to be known as a super spreader, I'm sure. And it doesn't meet the state guidelines right now anyway for outdoor events. Yeah. Anything virtually happening that you're aware of in terms of with sports or with celebrations at all?
Not that I'm aware of, Joe.
Okay.
That world's not my world, so there could be something going on.
Okay. I know Safford Park is usually very busy, too, with the big tree.
Safford Park, O'Hara Circle, the Nickerson, the gun and Squantum there.
Yep.
There's a number of groups. So what, too? Whitten Park instead of the Circle this year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of neighborhood organizations. I mean, the tree at the firehouse in How's Neck, I mean,
they
could go on and on.
Yeah.
Of course, the Island of Flags, they usually do something as well. So I assume all the lights will be lit in all of those areas, but I doubt there's any formal programs as it would violate the guidelines as we're in right now.
Exactly, yeah. What are you doing personally, Mayor, for Thanksgiving?
Well, my lovely bride will be cooking the bird. She makes a mean stuffing.
Hmm.
It'll just be her and I and two of my children.
Yep.
One of my Marine is deployed. He's in the Pacific right now. So it'll just be the four of us. It'll be very quiet.
Yep.
We won't be doing any jumping around and visiting like we normally do. It's just, it is what it is, as we say.
Right.
Yep. People watch a Christmas movie or two to get the season going. Who knows, but certainly will be low-key, something I'm not used to.
Yeah, a very different year. Not a normal year, for sure. Are you concerned at all about the increase that we're seeing in testing and traveling and how that might impact the city in the future?
Well, I do get concerned, mm-hmm. but I also know that, look, everybody's on notice on this. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do.
Yep.
People need to do it. I don't want to see a police-type state here where shutting things down at 8 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. people in their homes. I just hope we're more responsible and than that in this country. And obviously not everyone falls in that category. That creates some of the issues, but at least we know unfortunately from going through it in the spring, who's susceptible and, what we need to do to make sure they're protected, that population.
Mm-hmm.
So many more people are getting the illness, but not nearly as drastically or severely, because it's hit more of a younger population this round. And yes, some of them are showing symptoms, but they're not getting deadly ill like we saw in the spring. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And of course, the rate of testing, I mean, we're doing a ton of testing now when it was few and far between back in the spring. We're just learning how to test. So we've learned a lot from this, but I'm sure, like everybody else, they want it to be over.
Sure. Are you hoping perhaps for more in-person learning if things start to get better with the vaccine?
That certainly, you know, is the goal. You know, going into September, I thought maybe after the Christmas break, we could get back to in person. But, you know, I'm not so sure that's going to happen now.
Right.
You know, and the it's incredible what's going on in the school system. I mean, everybody's working their tail off to try to get it right. You know, and it's tough to please anybody right now because of the everyone has an opinion on this, but. You know, you get a staff member that gets it, a student comes in with it. Now, mind you, these are not getting transmissions in school. They're bringing it in, but then it creates a situation where you got the close contacts, you got to quarantine X amount of people, X amount of staff. You try to backfill that staff. I mean, it's a constant battle to keep things going right now. And so my hat's off to Kevin Mulvey and Aaron Perkins and the team at the schools, the teachers, staff, trying to do the best they can under the circumstances.
I wonder, has it been determined, will there be no more snow days because of the ability to go remote now?
I don't know. I mean, that's certainly in the case of like 2015.
Yes.
We had weeks off. I think we can eliminate that type of situation with the remote that we're learning.
Yep.
We still have a lot of fine-tuning to do with the technology and with how people use it. So I don't think there's any substitute for the classroom in person, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for the average everyday kid who I look at myself going back to school. You know, I probably didn't apply myself as much as I should have as a decent student, but I didn't love the classroom, you know. I didn't love school. I can't imagine me trying to learn remotely at that time, you know. So that's the goal. But, you know, again, we got to follow along and play it by ear and play it by what the guidelines are telling us. And it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating for a lot of families. I hear from all sides on this, people that just think the kids should be back in full. And then there's those that, and it's about half. It's, the parent surveys, about half decided remote and about half in hybrid. So, you know, it's not like it's 80 or 90% saying, let's get the kids back. There's you know, people concerned out there. So we've got to weigh that and respect that.
Well, under the current guidelines, you don't have enough room to have everybody back in and still stay 6 feet apart.
Well, that's the other reality. But if we did go back in person, my guess is there would be still a decent percentage that would decide to do remote.
Yeah.
So you might be able to pull it off based on the estimates. But but you're right. Purely on the numbers, we wouldn't be able to fit many schools. Not at the 6 foot, maybe at the 3 foot.
Yeah. Can we talk just a little bit, Mayor, about a story published recently in the Patriot Ledger about the Adams Academy and the trust fund that was established to oversee that and how there may be some changes in the future?
Yes, well, for those that may not recall, the Woodward School sued the city of Quincy's Adam Temple Fund a number of years ago now. You know, they were successful in court. The court suggested that the city should have better invested the trust monies, therefore the dividends should have been better to Woodward School. Now, what really galls me, quite frankly, Joe, is that John Adams never mentioned Woodward School in his will. Woodward School was struggling big time in the 30s and 40s. And so the city fathers at the time got together and said, you know what, the dividends coming into our school system are not that great in the scheme of the budget size. Why don't we divert them to Woodward? That'll help them survive. And that's what the city did. And the Adams family agreed with it. The court sanctioned it. And that's what occurred. And then, of course, it comes back to bite the city because, I still struggle with the decision of the judge. How do you go back 30 or 40 years and suggest somebody should have invested the money better on a look back in a trust case? I mean, I don't know. I was very obviously disappointed in that. And the Adams family members were all part of the decision-making. So if they're direct heirs to John Adams, they were part of the decision-making. So it's very, very frustrating. What happened. So now the Adams Academy, which was built with money left in John Adams' will, to he wanted a stone temple to be built, which is the first parish church, and he wanted the school to be built to teach the boys in the classics. And the school didn't last too long. I don't know, 15 to 20 years. I'm not really sure off the top of my head. But so then it was decided, okay, what are we going to do with the building? And eventually one of the Adamses, I wonder, might have been Charles Francis, the siblings, he was part of the original starting of the Historical Society, and so they placed the Historical Society in that building. The city did a lease with the Historical Society in 1972 for $1 a year. So it was, in our opinion, it was clear the city owned it. He left it to the inhabitants of Quincy, not to the temple fund. Hmm. So now the trustee for that was assigned by the judge, which took it stripped away the powers of the city and the trustee. The city's the trustees on this. He's doing this, I'm assuming it's some of the prodding of Woodward School, to now chase whatever else money they can grab on this. It's I don't know, I'm a little disgusted by it, quite frankly, mm-hmm. The legal maneuvering going on here and in Woodward School, quite frankly, just in the background. Well, it's not us, it's the trustee. A lot of baloney, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So now it's very clear that the land is the city's. The question is, the court will probably have to decide whether the building is the city's. The trustees claiming the Historical Society should have been paying market rent, and that market rent should have been going to Woodward School. And by the way, when Woodward School was created, it was a school for girls in Quincy. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that 90% of the girls are no longer Quincy, so why should Quincy, for that matter, John Adams would never mention, be subsidizing Woodward School? It's a private school for girls, and it has a great reputation. Been around a long time, very historic, but I think that the standard we'll be held to here is a little absurd. So in the coming weeks or months, depending on the court's timeliness, we'll see what the court determines on this going forward.
Hmm. Concerned about the potential to have to sell the building?
There's no way we will sell the building. I don't think there's anybody in city government that would concur with that. So the city would, if it gets to that, would have to come up with some kind of a settlement. But there's no way. That is one of the finest architectural gems in the city. It's very, very unique, very different in its style. It's got the granite with the brick trim, which is pretty uncommon. It's usually the reverse.
Yep, that's right.
It's a very, very handsome building. So there's no way I'm going to let it leave the city's hands. So until the court makes some decisions, then we'll come up with a strategy on that piece of it.
Okay. Finally, Mayor, we should ask you for, a message of thanksgiving for folks to take heart this year.
Well, I know personally I get a little melancholy and reflective during this time of year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, you think about growing up, you think about, you know, your parents and a lot of people that have gone before us and paved the way, if you will. I also think about, you know, the great blessings that we've had in this country. Though this has been a very, very difficult year with the social upheaval, with obviously the pandemic and the health crisis we're under, which relates to or results in very limitations on what we know as our normal freedoms to move about. But having said all of that, I still think, looking back and thinking about our position in the world, in this nation, it's to me, it's still the greatest country in the world. We are very, very fortunate and privileged to have the freedoms that we do have. You know, I mean, you look at it this year and the freedom of the press, I think maybe gone a little too far, but nonetheless, you know, the freedom of the press, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religious worship, it's pretty remarkable still in the world we're living. You know, look at some of the other great superpowers. Look at China, for example. It's a wonderful culture, incredible people, but ruled by a communist dictator, and they don't have those kinds of freedoms. So I guess we should be reflective, thank the good Lord for the blessings we have, and certainly ask his continued prayer and blessings as we migrate our way through this or navigate our way through this crazy pandemic. So happy Thanksgiving. Let's make the best of it.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thanks, Joe.
The same to you and your family as well.
All right, enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Take care.